Since you're listening to this show, I think it's safe to say you love listening to podcasts, right? Well, you'll find a ton of binge-worthy podcasts on Amazon Music. Amazon Music has millions of free podcast episodes to listen to, plus music stations and playlists. If you want your music on demand and ad-free, you have to try Amazon Music Unlimited, where you can listen to any song, anywhere, offline with unlimited skips. For a limited time, new customers can try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. Just go to amazon.com/try today. That's amazon.com/try today to try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. amazon.com/try today. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Which told me you have this, Craig, but I tweeted this out last night when I first saw the story from the Wichita police. I told the Wichita police we'd be on the case this morning, and I'd like to be on that case right away, looking for this girl that pooped in a beauty shop. Yeah,
she
yeah.
has been identified.
Oh, they got her. Okay,
but damn. They haven't. But they haven't scooped her up yet.
They haven't found her. Should have came in here last night, but
hopefully they scooped a turd up.
The last update I saw on the Wichita Police Facebook page was it said identified across the photos,
right?
But they haven't found her.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay,
I am curious how bad of a grumpy you have to drop to ruin 8 wigs. That was the report. 8 wigs were damaged.
It was that messy.
Did she use it to wipe?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. She used it to wipe.
That's what I thought. She grabbed the wigs to wipe.
That was not said in what I read.
You just need one?
The wigs were a mop?
I thought maybe she used it to clean herself.
And it took 8 of them.
Maybe.
No, I think
the report is 8.
I don't know.
I think she used it to wipe herself, right?
That's
But 8 wigs.
Maybe she didn't use each one of them thoroughly.
And they might have been little hair pieces sometimes are not that. Hair pieces.
Right.
That's a whole different way of saying that. they're not full size. Yeah, so who knows what they were.
She went to, it was at the beauty supply store.
Right.
And she went in there and allegedly defecated.
Yeah.
What it says.
Either she
here.
did or she didn't. It was right there.
In the middle of an aisle.
Yeah, it wasn't the dog.
Well, it could have been.
They probably can't say it definitively till they get a little DNA. Did they have video?
Yeah. Yeah, there was video of her in the store.
Of her squatting?
Yeah, the incident was captured on video surveillance.
Okay.
Police said, this is a quote from the police.
All right.
The incident was captured on video surveillance, but for the good of all of you, we are not posting the footage of the offending fecal assault.
Well, no, that's not.
Fecal assault.
No, first of all, there was a video years ago of the a woman in the grocery store that stood by the tomatoes, just lowered her butt, and just pooped right there on the floor in a grocery store. They showed that video. Why not show it?
I saw a video once of that lady in a Subway or something,
yeah,
too.
That's right. There was a couple of them recently of people just had to poop, and they were places they just laid it out.
The Wichita Police Department's got a little bit more decency there.
They do.
Well, apparently. Yeah.
They also called her public enemy number two. And the poopetrator.
That's fun. The number two is funny.
The poopetrator.
Yeah, that's funny. That term. That is funny.
So, they must have called somebody over at the Lawrence PD to get some lines.
Yeah, they got some. They're funny guys.
Offender number two.
So, they should swab her butthole and just, you know, compare. That's what I'm thinking they do, right? They take a swab of her butthole and compare it to
the can get DNA from anywhere.
Sure. Yeah. You'd think that, thank you, Nick.
But you could go butthole.
Well, you really want to go to the source.
You always say that.
You might as well go butthole, you know? Extra piece of corn.
I don't know procedure when it comes to fecal assault.
Could be a piece of corn in the wig, man. Corn in the wig. Enjoy your breakfast this morning, man.
I'm just saying you don't need to use alleged. If there's video of her doing it, it's not an alleged.
Yeah, that's stupid.
No, she did it.
That's a cop thing when they say, or a law thing when they always say alleged.
Yeah, that's a legal
It drives us crazy. Drives us crazy.
No, she did it. We've got the video.
Right.
Well, I think eight wigs, it could be more of a spray situation.
That's what I'm thinking. She exploded.
Oh. Like she had tacos the night before?
Like if it were clean, you could just wipe yourself with a Merkin.
Maybe she
and be good.
Maybe she was embarrassed. Maybe she was just embarrassed, you know?
Yeah, they got the Merkins at the beauty supply store.
Probably not. Might be a more specialty store.
I've been inside one with my wife before because she's gotten some product there. No, it's just like a regular store, so I don't know if there's a Merkin or not. You know,
you weren't looking for Merkins.
I stopped paying attention for a second. I thought you were talking about a Merkin store.
No. You know, that's a lot of crotch cancer.
Yeah, it's a big demand.
It's a whole store, man. Well, it's not just crotch cancer. Excuse me, it's all cancer.
I was going to say, the cancer doesn't have to be in a crotch.
Right, the cancer makes you lose all your hair.
Right.
No matter what cancer it is. Well, the chemo.
The chemo.
The Merkin had to go away when everybody started shaving their crotch and pie area.
Awful for the Merkin industry.
Yeah, I mean, because even guys don't care if there's hair down there. You know, maybe some older dudes would give a crap. But, I mean, that's the Schimmel bit when he was in there. When he got canceled, they went in to try to sell him the Merkins, you know. But, you know, when guys had hair down there, and most women don't anymore. Maybe not full bushes, you know. Well, they're making a comeback.
But the point is
enough to justify a Merkin.
No.
And even if you did have a little down there, having none is fine, too. You don't need to go and get a Merkin.
Right. Unless you're embarrassed by your bald pie.
And you shouldn't be.
You can take just like the straight across mustache.
Yeah, do that.
If they have like a sticker, you could just go landing strip. That's just make it vertical.
Damn right. Like a little Hitler stash down there. And just turn the other way around though, so it's up and down. You don't want to look like your Hitler down there.
Yeah. Of course, the Merkin industry could.
You'd hope not.
Nowadays you probably would. Yeah, there's a lot of those out there.
Might attract
the MAGA
people.
Crowd might want to wear that Hitler mustache down there, right?
The Merkin industry could be helped, though, by a lot of these shows that are set in the 70s that we've been watching.
They are.
They've been making some extra money off of that.
They've been telling us that, yeah.
The costume department of Hollywood.
Well, this
may
they help
need a
out.
Yeah. Or two.
They help
this lady,
out.
If it's eight wigs, I think there's no shame.
Wheeler Walker Jr. is going to phone the program. Nick was kind enough to share some of his music with us yesterday. God Told Me to F You is a hilarious song. The new album is called Sex, Drugs, and Country Music.
Yeah.
It's a love song.
He has lots of love songs.
He does.
I love that the country music establishment, who I've always hated, hate him. You know, using that country music and just the most filthiest things to say on a record. I love it. And he hates the new country, too, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's even better.
I don't think he's going to be playing the Opry anytime soon.
No. He's playing the Ryman, though.
And
he's
not a Garth Brooks fan.
No.
Mm-mm.
Hates Garth Brooks.
Hates, Florida Georgia Line, all that kind of stuff. Plus, he's just a dirty country singer,
right?
Which is
he
great.
Doesn't like the bro country.
He's in Omaha, Kansas City, and Wichita coming up. He'll be phoning the program a little later on this morning. And, that'd be cool. Yeah, we should tell him about that story of the girl pooping in the beauty shop. He could write a song about that. You know? Can't play any of the clips on the air because they're all really, really dirty. And you got to hear without the bleeps, too.
Yeah, just look them up on Google, on YouTube or whatever.
You got to hear without the bleeps.
The bleeps will ruin it.
Right. I got to get that record.
I got to mention this. It's an old story, but I posted it up on the third unofficial Todd and Tyler Radio Empire fan page. Yeah. And the headline is...
It's the third one.
Louisiana officer faces 40 charges after recording himself having sex with animal. I don't know if you did this story.
What was kind of animals?
Horse.
I don't remember.
I think 40. It was a horse.
I don't remember this case, but you know, we go through so
many. And the line that Adam, horses. I've got to give him credit here. He tags it with, some of those that work forces are the same that F horses.
Yeah.
A little nod to Rage.
Yeah.
I think that was an alternate lyric.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
The horses are around the police station. Yeah. They don't really have a zoo there.
Yeah. Nobody has. There's no police goats.
Are they good dogs?
Unfortunately for Puss. Yeah. God, the goat stuff's out of hand, man.
Horses is actually.
Yeah.
It was never in hand.
I mean, the listeners, I mean, they find a goat story everywhere and share with us.
I get Facebook messages Puss probably needs to know about this.
I'm tagged on every goat story on Facebook.
Well, across the river from us, they're gathering a few goats to, cut down to eat some grass and weeds and whatnot in a park.
Okay.
Yeah.
And someone sent us a note on the email that said, keep Puss on your side of the river.
Never in hand, apparently.
Oh, there were a lot of stories where they're bringing in goats to clean up the debris and mow the lawn, basically.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And we get every report of every herd of goats that goes out.
But there's one very close to us now.
Clean up the forest.
Yeah, we keep hearing about.
There is.
They're raking the forest.
Great.
Yeah. So
you
stay
act
on
like
this
you
side.
Don't know about this.
Yeah, stay on this side of the river, I'm being told that you need to do.
Sure. Sure.
Stay away from the homeland.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Iowa, the land of Puss.
And goats.
In the morning?
Puss and goats in the morning. Yeah. That's a kid's show.
And the evening.
That's like something on PBS in the morning.
There's a Puss in Boots song by Wheeler Walker Jr.
Yep.
I didn't listen to that. Are you familiar?
Yeah, not as much with that one as a lot of the other ones. Yeah. But
A lot of the other ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a long line.
I'm pretty familiar with his catalog.
Yeah, he has a pretty impressive catalog.
Yeah.
He does. And, like,
he's
dealing with, a limited space, but, you know, his songs are about a handful of things.
No, there's
or handfuls of things.
Seven thoughts in his head, that kind of stuff. Well, he's not the original. I mean, he's very good at what he does, but there's a guy named John, who's a guy named in the early 80s, a piano playing dirty guy, traveled around the country, just funny. Just hardcore dirty lyrics. But he was a piano guy, and he'd break in these slow songs, all of a sudden, bang. You know, you thought it was a real song, and it was all dirty stuff.
And more recently, the Dan Band.
Dan Band. Except Dan Band does it real subtle.
It was covers.
And they do it real subtle.
Yeah.
You know, they don't really just
They're not in your face.
Not in your face. It just he uses those words he just places a swear word. It's really, I mean, even he can go three or four lines without saying anything swear word. He does a cover and just throws that swear word in there.
I do
Wheeler
laugh.
Walker has some stuff like that.
Okay,
there's a song called Summers in Kentucky that I could imagine somebody putting that on a country radio station and being like, oh, this is nice. And then like, whoa, we shouldn't be airing this.
Yeah.
But the first time you hear the Dan Band covering effing Total Eclipse of the Heart, you laugh.
That's hilarious. That guy's so good. I like how he does that too. Epic. What movie are they in? Oh, they're in The Hangover, right?
In a couple movies.
The Wedding Reception, he's singing that song.
And Wheeler Walker, I imagine that he has some fans in country, either artists or people behind the scenes that are fans of his that aren't
maybe
visible or vocal about it. Yeah.
Snoop Dogg, Killer Mike, and Bob Dylan, it says here, are big supporters. But you're right. That's nobody in the country music.
No,
scene.
It's not.
No.
Snoop Dogg, there was a viral video of Snoop Dogg. He was getting his hair done, but Wheeler Walker has a song called F You Bitch.
All right.
And it's great.
Yeah.
What's that one about?
Snoop Dogg's just... he hopes the dog doesn't come back. Snoop Dogg's getting his hair done, and he's singing along to it.
Okay, all right.
And
Snoop Dogg is a big fan.
Everywhere for a while,
All right. So, we're talking to Wheeler Walker Jr. later. Also, Nick's dad will be here tomorrow morning. Nick's got a show at the Funny Bone tomorrow night recording his new album at the Funny Bone in Omaha. And our buddy Craig Peters, that tomorrow, Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow. I think we're going to be talking to Kelly Carlin tomorrow as well.
Oh, George Carlin's daughter.
The documentary comes out this weekend, on HBO.
All right.
And then Friday, Stephen Michael Quezada, who's going to be working with Nick.
He's
this weekend.
Comedian, right?
Not Gomez.
Gomez from Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, I was looking to be at J&R Saloon in Shenandoah, Iowa on Saturday.
All right. Land of the Puss and Goats. All right.
Yeah. I'll give you a report.
Yeah. Shenandoah's heading towards.
It's not far from the homeland.
No, it ain't far from the homeland. You can smell it from there.
Yeah. I always think about that. My boss was like, your grandpa said that was a smell of money. I'm like, no, money smells different. This smells
like pig's ass.
Fecal matter.
Yep.
Lots of it.
Stupidest like saying ever.
Smells like a beauty supply store in Wichita is what it smells like to me.
Yeah.
Ah. Aquanet and ass. In the morning.
Yeah, that's
great a good show. Aquanet
yeah,
is chick and ass is a dude. Yeah.
Kind of a throwback thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh, total retro.
Yeah.
Miami Heat beat the Celtics last night by 11 in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals in Miami. Tonight, it's the Warriors and the Mavericks
what
in
happened?
Game 1
Marcus
on that
Smart
side.
Didn't play because he's got a bad foot. He'll be back, I think, tonight or tonight, next whatever.
Yeah,
next
first
night.
Half looks like the right. Celtics and, are playing well.
Oh, and well, and then Horford they say now medical protocol, which is he must have been exposed or he's actually has COVID. I'm not sure. And those two, they're two of their starting five. Not, that's not an excuse, but you know, in basketball, two of your starting five is pretty big.
Because I watched the first half.
And they were kicking butt, yeah.
Yeah, they were up.
It's basketball, man.
And then I watched Barry, and they were down
Barry's
like six
amazing.
Or seven.
Barry's
and then
amazing.
I continued to watch, and they got their ass kicked.
I went
kicked.
To bed, yeah.
I hate when crowds all wear the same shirt.
Well, the Miami crowd is a lot of douchebags in that crowd. You see
the
that?
Whiteout, the
they're all, oh, hey. They leave T-shirts in the stands for everybody or whatever?
This is, like, this is what drives me nuts about not just Miami. Actually, I saw it more in Miami than I did other places. The people that spend a fortune for those great seats right beside the – there's like five seats right beside the score tables before the actual teams. That's the one you see a lot on – and that's really rich people. That's the most expensive seat you can get. You're right there. And there was a woman sitting there with her sugar daddy, and she had her phone. She looked at her phone the whole time. And she's right there.
This game's not
and
boring.
Then I saw a couple guys on different foul shots, the same seats. And I'm thinking, there's a basketball game on. You probably paid thousands of dollars for these seats. Now, that might be nothing to them, but they're just looking at their phones. I'm thinking, unbelievable.
You know, I saw.
Phones have ruined everything.
A couple
they
of
really
hot chicks in the front row who are actually paying attention
that's
to the
amazing.
Game.
That's amazing.
I think they might be a wife or a girlfriend.
That could be. It could
they
be.
Probably get the good seats.
Like some of those people just want to be.
No, they don't.
Not those seats.
Not those seats. No. That's the money seats, man. You know,
some of those people just want to be seen there. Doesn't mean they're not into the game at all. It's just, hey, I'm going to be on TV. Everybody will see me.
Right. It's the gala social event.
I get that.
I can get you two of those tickets for game two for $31,000 apiece.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
Courtside north. You're right in between the benches.
Those two. What's courtside the other side? Where it's all, that's a whole one big row of seats. And they're really good seats, too. For
You can sit over there for $13,000
apiece.
I'm surprised they're not sold.
Oh, this is secondary
market. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but doesn't whoever has those tickets want to keep them?
Evidently not.
They'll be looking forward to that.
Right, for a price.
Yeah, well, they'll go to the game if somebody doesn't offer them $62,000 for the pair of tickets.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know where you got that math, but...
Well, it's $31,000 a piece. For the ones between the benches, on that side, $31,000.
Yeah.
The opposite side of the court, $13,000.
Sounds like we might have a multiplication king.
You hear coaches, you hear, you're right there. Yeah. That's an amazing seat. But then, there's a lot of Guidos in that, for lack of a better term, in Miami, man. A lot of slick back dudes with big chains on, and they're... That's that crowd, man. It's Miami.
They're real cool guys.
Yeah, real cool guys. Right.
I found out yesterday, I was reminded yesterday, that Jerry Lee Lewis is still with us.
Yeah, he is.
The killer.
The reason we were reminded of that is because Mickey Gilley died, and they were cousins.
They decided yesterday that, or they announced yesterday that they're going to put Jerry Lee Lewis in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he was there in the beginning.
I was going to say, shouldn't have that have happened a long time ago?
He was an outsider for years, man.
He was an outsider.
Right. And then a rock and roller, too, for that matter. But
he started in rock and roll and went to country when he couldn't get any more hit rock and roll records.
Okay, I suppose.
That's what they do.
Is what he did.
That's what it used to be for years.
It was the Jerry Lee before it was the Kid Rock.
Yep.
He had 17 top 10 hit singles on the country chart, 4 number ones. Let's see. They say he made a mockery of the Grand Ole Opry stage during his first appearance in 1973 after being warned by management at the Opry to respect the family atmosphere of the show.
Yeah, Wheeler Walker Jr. is going
to
be there.
He's going to play there, isn't he?
No, the Ryman.
Ryman.
Playing a Ryman, which is also a country music.
But that's part of the Grand Ole Opry, Ryman Auditorium.
But I don't know if it's that one.
Well, it's not called the Opry, but the venue is the Ryman Auditorium.
After being warned by Opry management to respect the family atmosphere of the show, Jerry Lee took the stage and shouted, "Let me tell you something about Jerry Lee Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a rock and roll and country and western rhythm and blues singing motherfucker."
Yeah, oh, geez.
Yeah. And then he played for 40 minutes instead of his appointed 8 minutes.
I like it. Nobody tells the killer what to do.
Exactly. So he was banned. After that, now somebody that he's 86 or so.
Somebody had a hard one for him. The guy's been on his deathbed for years. Somebody had a hard one for him for years because now they decide to put him in?
Yes.
Are most of the people that made that decision gone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, when Jerry did that, the Ryman was the Opry.
Okay.
It quit being the Opry in 1974.
Right. They're not the same thing anymore.
No, not anymore. But at that time, they were, yes.
Right.
He said that in the Ryman Auditorium.
At the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, that's where Wheeler Walker first showed out appearance at the Ryman Auditorium on April 14th. Referred to as the Mother Church of Country Music. Yeah, so he's going to be singing all his dirty stuff there. And we're talking to him later on this morning. That'll be fun.
That's awesome.
He can tear down that, right?
Planning on being at that show he has in Omaha.
Oh, it's going to be at the Admiral. It's a new place, right? It's called the
Admiral. Oh, okay.
That's the Sokol, right?
Formerly the new Sokol,
And then it's the Uptown Theater in Kansas City on Friday, June 3rd, and Wichita at Temple Live on Saturday, June 4th, which is our live show. So she's not competing with us. Unless you're driving up from Wichita, come see our live show. All right. We should play a version of that just to have Jim cinch his shorts. God told me that. That'd be fun. All right. Where are we at? Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.